This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
So, Place to Be Nation Pop, we got a show about nothing. Actually, it's a trivia show about nothing. The first episode of a brand new trivia pod here on the Place to Be Nation Pop feed. I am your co-host, Andy Addison. Welcome to PTBN Trivia Night, our very first game show pod on this very feed. We are following in the very large footsteps of the great Body Pressure Luck, which I was lucky to be part of on the Wrestling Network. It may still come back at some point in time in some form. But to keep that spirit going, I had to, steal the co-host from that show to be my co-host on this show, the one, the only, Jordan Duncan. JD, thank you for being here, being my co-host on this fun ride.
Oh, sorry, Andy. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Oh, hopefully you don't double dip the chip, though. That's what I'm hoping for. Not. All right. Jordan, you're a big trivia guy, though, not just wrestling trivia. You do a lot of trivia games online. Yes. What do you think of this concept here that we're starting?
I think it's a lot of fun. And if you are listening to our first episode, obviously we've given some hints as to what tonight's show is about. But what's cool is each show is about a different pop culture type topic. So one may not be up your alley, but tune in to the next one and find one that's like your wheelhouse. And maybe even reach out and get in touch with us if you want to be a contestant, if you think there's something you would dominate at.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will. We'll kind of give our mission statement a little further after we get our third man in the booth. This guy is one of our great Place to Be Nation members. He does a lot of work behind the scenes and helps us out tremendously with lots of stuff. And he has a brand new pod debuting on the Wrestling Network, probably around the same time that this episode drops. The one, the only, Mike Cook. Mike, how are you tonight?
Oh, sorry I'm late. I was taking down my Festivus poll. doing pretty good tonight. How about you guys?
All right. Did you air your differences?
I was doing okay.
Kicked me out in the living room.
Andy, he asked if we were doing okay. Mike Cook is the guy who keeps the scores on our NFL weekly picks. And I feel like I've been robbed, and I would just ask that he would hashtag stop the steal. It's clear that I was in the lead. And then a bunch of late points came in, and I'm not happy about it.
Do you want me to try to find those 15 points somewhere?
I am a true New England Patriot. Through and through.
All right. So Mike is going to be our timekeeper, our scorekeeper, basically he's the one that's going to keep us honest on every show. So Basically, this is the mission statement on what we're trying to do here at PTBN Trivia Night. We have 9 episodes. This is the first of the 9 themed episodes, Jordan said. Each one has a different theme. You win that, you earn your spot onto one of our semifinals. So there will be 3 semifinal matchups. You win one of those, you will get into the finals. You win the finals, you will be the grand champion, and you will take home a custom championship belt with the PTBN Trivia Night logo on the front of it, signifying that you are the PTBN Trivia Night champion until somebody else takes it away from you. So lots of fun. There's actually a prize at stake here, which I think is a big thing. I kind of wish I could be a contestant to get one.
I know, right?
But speaking of contestants, let's get our contestants, and they're all familiar to you guys if you've listened to Body Pressure Luck. First off, he is the host of the Low Blow Booking Podcast, Derek Cornett. Derek, welcome to PTBN Trivia Night.
Hey, I'm excited to be here. I love trivia. I love Seinfeld, as we're going to talk about here tonight. And it's funny, I actually wrote a Seinfeld trivia for a local trivia show a couple months ago, so it's kind of interesting. I pulled some guys from the Place to Be Nation on it, and they said I had some pretty good brain busters, so I'm excited to see how I match up with our contestants tonight.
All right, well, you got a lot at stake, and we don't mention brain buster around these parts anymore.
Sorry.
No, I'm kidding. Also joining us, John Kesalika. Did I say it right? Even though I asked you
before the show.
I got it. Yes, John, you don't host any podcasts, but you do teach in Vietnam, and you have been on Body Pressure Luck, so welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to, doubling, maybe tripling that performance from Body Pressure Luck. We'll see.
All right. And speaking of Buy Fresh Luck, the gentleman who won every episode, our babyface champion throughout, yes, everyone. He is the co-host of With This Ring on the PlayStation Wrestling Network, the one, the only, Ryan Everett. Ryan, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, nothing's finer than being in your diner. Thanks for the intro. Yeah, I'm sorry I broke the old trivia show, and hopefully this one goes a little better.
Yes,
that's okay. You're already starting with -5 points. I'm keeping
Yes, there's a handicap on this one already. All right, so gentlemen, you are familiar with the format, and we're kind of doing the same thing where some games will be straight trivia questions, and some games will be kind of different, so to speak. They will be the kind where, you know, we're going to ask you something and you'll have to just, you know, it's one answer or the other. Okay. The first one is called Guess the Guest Star. So we're going to give you, there are 10 questions, 10 names in each one. We're going to give you the actor or actress. You'll have to tell us the character they played. There will be 3 easy, 3 medium, 3 hard, 1 very hard, all ranging in different points. You get 1 point for an easy, 3 points for a medium, 5 points for a hard, 7 for a very hard. Okay, you guys understand? You get 90 seconds for each one.
Yep.
All good?
All right.
All right.
Sounds cool. Good.
All right, we are going to start with Ryan. Ryan, you are up first. Mike, can you let me know when 90 seconds is on the clock?
It is ready to go whenever you are.
Okay, so when I finish reading the first name, you will start the timer. And also, gentlemen, we will give you a 30-second warning as to how much time you have left, if you still have time left when you go through.
Okay. Also, don't be afraid to pass if you're stumped on something, because time is your enemy, not your friend. So pass and you can come back to it.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Jordan. All right, Ryan, here we go. First one, Heidi Sweeberg.
Susan Ross.
Brian Cranston.
Dr. Tim Watley.
Patrick Warburton.
David Putty.
Liz Sheridan.
Helen Seinfeld.
Lee Arenberg.
Pass.
Brenda Strong.
Pass.
Bruce Mahler.
The Moyle.
Steve Heitner.
Kenny Banya.
Kathy Griffin.
Comedian. Pass.
Sandy Baron.
Sandy Baron?
Mm-hmm. Sandy Baron.
Pass.
Back to Lee Arenberg.
30 seconds.
I don't know. Pass.
Brenda Strong.
Pass.
Kathy Griffin.
Pass.
Sandy Baron.
Time.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right, so you did very well. You did fairly well, though, on the out point. It looks like you got 11 points, which is pretty good. Jordan, you want to read through the answers?
Sure, yeah, we started off good. And like we said, it goes easy, and then it gets harder as it goes on. That's what she says. Heidi Sweeberg was Susan Ross, Brian Cranston, Tim Watley, Patrick Warburton, David Putty, of course, Liz Sheridan, Helen Seinfeld. Then we hit a little bit of a snag. Lee Arenberg is Mike Moffitt. Brenda Strong, Sue Ellen Mischke. Bruce Mahler, you said the Moyle, it's Rabbi Glickman. I don't think that's the same person, correct?
No.
No, I think that's...
Rabbi Glickman is the one that kind of seems to be into Elaine.
A boy of her mouth, yeah.
Yeah, dishes all her personal stuff. You did get Kenny Banya, though. Steve Heinter is Kenny Banya. Kathy Griffin, you were on the right track. You knew she was a comedian. Sally Weaver was the name. Yep, and Sandy Baron is Jack Klompas.
Oh, okay.
But not bad. 11 points to start. Not bad at all.
Yeah, set the bar pretty mm-hmm. good. All right, Derek Cornett, you are up. Are you ready?
Let's just say I didn't write questions that were like this, so I'm interested to see how this goes.
Listen, there's several rounds. It gets different.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a kind of a theme to it. So I'm sure you'll do fine.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
As I can be.
All right. Mike, 90 seconds on the clock.
You got it.
Start when I finish the first name. Here we go. Jerry Stiller.
That would be George's dad.
You have to be more specific.
Oh, Frank Costanza.
All right. John O'Hurley.
Pass.
Len Lesser.
Pass.
Matt McCoy.
George's enemy. Oh, shit. Lloyd Braun.
Deborah Messing.
Oh, one of Jerry's girlfriends. Beth?
Richard Fancy.
Pass.
Rainey Santori.
Pass.
Terry Hatcher.
Sidra.
Bob Balaban.
Is that Babu Bat?
30 seconds.
Brian Doyle Murray.
The Yoo-Hoo delivery guy.
Yeah, we haven't even seen his name.
Oh, shit. I have no idea what his name is. I just know he's the Bubble Boy's dad.
Okay. Back to John O'Hurley.
Peterman. Peterman.
Len Lesser.
No idea.
Richard Fancy.
Time.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well,
not bad.
Let's see. Not bad. Let's see. What do we got here, Mike? 13. So you 13. Take the lead for the moment.
Yeah.
I was getting that that hard one. Jordan, you want to run through the answers?
Sure. Much like Greg the Hammer Valentine, it just takes Derek Cornett a little bit of time to get warmed up.
That's what she said.
Yeah. But yeah, Jerry Stiller, Frank Costanza. That's the easy one right off the bat. John O'Hurley is Jay Peterman. Len Lesser was Uncle Leo.
Okay, yeah.
Len Lesser, yeah. Matt McCoy, you did get. Lloyd Braun, I was hoping you'd get that one. You knew it was George's enemy.
Yep.
Lloyd Braun. Deborah Messing, actual name Beth Luckner, but you gave us Beth, so we'll count it. Richard Fancy is Mr. Lipman. Then Renny Santori, I don't even know if I'm saying that right. We know him as Poppy.
Okay.
Terry Hatcher is, of course, Sidra, and she is spectacular. Bob Balaban is Russell Dalrymple.
Oh.
And Brian Doyle Murray, you were right that he's the Yoo-Hoo delivery driver, the Bubble Boy's dad, but we're looking for the name Mel Sanger.
Really? I'd have to go back and watch that episode and catch his name. It had to be quick.
Yeah.
Well, it was a very hard question for a reason.
Yeah.
All right. All right,
but
John.
But still put you in the lead, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John.
I got to appreciate the fact that even with some slow delivery, that was great performance right there. Mm-hmm. made me feel good. All right, let's go.
Two people in, by the way, and we've already seen something we never saw on Body Press Your Luck. Ryan Everett is not winning right now.
It's all about the revenge, buddy. I'm coming back to my wrestling title.
That's right.
All right, very good. John, are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's
all right,
go.
Mike, you got 90 seconds on the clock?
We're ready to go.
All right. When I say the first name, start the clock. Here we go. Estelle Harris.
Pat.
Barney Martin.
Uncle Leo.
Danny Woodburn.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Danny Woodburn.
Dabney Woodburn.
Danny.
Pass.
Jane Leaves.
Jane Leaves. Pass. Let's keep going.
Lloyd Bridges.
Oh, Mandelbaum.
Ian Abercrombie.
Ian Abercrombie. Nina.
Brian George.
Brian George. Pass. Keep going. Let's go.
Mark Metcalf.
Mark Metcalf.
30 seconds.
Still going. Mark Metcalf is... keep going. Pass
Janine
on.
Garoppolo.
Janine Garoppolo was... Jerry's girlfriend, who was named the one who wanted to, who liked cereal as much as he did. And and that's where
Patrick
I can tell.
Patrick Cronin. You hear that one? Patrick Cronin.
Patrick Cronin. Passed. Let's go back.
Time.
All right.
All right.
I'm gonna get, Mike, we're going to give him the one.
Yeah, we'll give it to him.
Okay. So 3 points.
Yep.
3 points, John.
All right, John, you're in a bit of a hole, but I believe in you.
Yeah.
I believe in you. Let's hear what you missed. Estelle Harris is Estelle Costanza. In fairness, I think this might have been the hardest set. This is the one I would have struggled with the most. Barney Martin is Morty Seinfeld, Jerry's dad. Jeez. Danny Woodburn is Mickey Abbott, Kramer's acting buddy.
The midget. Jane. His, yeah, midget, his midget friend. Yeah,
yeah, correct. Jane Leaves, Marla Penny.
The Virgin.
Yep, the Virgin. Lloyd Bridges, Izzy Mandelbaum. We'll give you that one. Ian Abercrombie is Mr. Pitt, Justin Pitt. Brian George, that name was probably not going to help lead you to Babu Bhatt, which is the name of the character that he played. Mark Metcalf played the role of Bob Cobb, the maestro.
That's
who we know him as. Janine Garofalo, you were on the right track there. Was Jerry's girlfriend, who was just like him, like cereal. Her name was Jeannie Steinman. And Patrick Cronin is Sid Farkas.
Boy.
All right. So
those are some.
Yeah.
Those are tough.
Well, you know, we gotta challenge you guys. So at the end of the first round, we have Derek Cornett leading with 13, Ryan Everett with 11, and John Kasalika at 3 points. So we're going to continue on in just a minute. But before we do, we're going to talk about all the great stuff here on the PlayStation Pop Feed. On the latest year in pop, myself, Scott, Dr. Gian D'Amato, we discuss all the major pop culture, sports, news, music, and movies of the year 1987. On the latest Pop Goes the Classics, Steve and Miranda and myself continue the deep dive into the animated Disney classics by looking at 1953's Peter Pan. On Blockbuster Rewind, myself, Scott Shiflett, Eric Heels discussed Indiana Jones films with our special guest Tech on the most recent Making Mount Rushmore. Panelists Jarosino D'Amato, Sean, Roger, and myself. Actually, D'Amato wasn't on that show. Myself, Roger, and Sean joined guest moderator Ben Locke to tell us which talk show hosts and game show hosts belong on their respective Mount Rushmores. Pop Goes to the Couch continues on with the first of our four-part series on Cobra Kai Season 3, featuring myself, Scott Shiflett, Tim Capel, and Sean Kidd. And at least it was a thing on TV. The guys look at a couple of talk shows from the 80s, the Morton Downey Jr. Show, and the Arsenio Hall Show. Cool. All right. So that's what's going on here on the PlayStation Pop Feed. Great stuff each and every day. So we're going on to the next game, which will be read by Jordan. Jordan, you want to tell us what the name of the game
is? Sure. The name of this game is What Was That Place We Went To That One Time? This one's a little bit more descriptive. You're going to have a little more information. I'm going to read you guys a question. In most of the questions, I think actually all of them, I will give you the episode title. I'm going to ask you about a location, and you are going to have to tell me where that was. Pretty basic. The scores are the same. 3 easy, 3 medium, 3 hard, and a very hard. 1 point for easy, 3 for medium, 5 for hard. And if you get that very hard one, 7 points. I don't know. I do quick math. 15, 22, 25, 28, 31. 34 points if you ace it. So nobody is out of the game right now, even though we are just one round in.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Just to add quickly that all the questions revolve around a place, but not every answer is a place.
Correct. So
that's really the theme is just about places. Sure. It featured in Seinfeld.
Sure. Any questions from you guys?
Oh, sounds good.
Okay, cool. We're going to keep it with 90 seconds. Again, you can pass, but we do have to take the first answer that you give. And Andy's going to be tracking the points. While our good man, Mr. Michael Cook, is going to put 90 seconds on the clock. And going first this round is Mr. Cornett.
All right.
Are you ready to go?
As ready as I can be.
All right, Mike, are you ready with the clock?
Yep.
All right, you can hit start on that when I finish reading the first question. I'll start that question right now. In the Keys, who moves to California?
In the Keys. Well, Kramer does.
In the pie, what restaurant does Jerry say has the best apple pie in the city?
Pass.
In the implant, where is Kramer when he tells Jerry it feels like a sauna in here?
In the sauna?
Where is Elaine when she is told there is no small? Small is medium.
Pass.
In the checks, Jerry received royalty checks from his appearance on the Super Terrific Happy Hour, a TV show from what country?
Japan.
In the chicken roaster, what gambler's name was associated with the fast food franchise?
Kenny Rogers.
At the beginning of The Reverse People, where are Elaine and Putty going when he shows up wearing a fur coat?
To a party.
In the fatigues, at what hall did Kramer hold the Jewish singles night?
Knights of Columbus.
In the bookstore, who did Kramer and Newman propose pull the rickshaw because they're always walking around the city?
The homeless.
In the library, what was the librarian's name?
Oh, pass.
Back to the top. In the pie, what restaurant does Jerry say has the best apple pie in the city?
Reggie's.
Where is Elaine when she is told there is no small, small is medium?
Pass.
Back to the library. Okay, time. Not bad. Not a bad showing.
Mm-hmm. All right, 18 points.
You know what? Like it was funny when you said that first question. The only thing I could think about was the Florida Keys.
Oh yeah,
yep. And that's why I was like, wait a second, did somebody move down to Florida and then move to California?
Boca Vista.
it makes sense to me. So yeah, pretty cool.
Cool. All right, so here are the answers. In the Keys, who moves to California? You had that one right. That was Kramer. In the pie, what restaurant does Jerry say has the best apple pie in the city? That was Monk's Cafe, of course. Okay. In the implant, where is Kramer when he tells Jerry, feels like a sauna here? It was a sauna, of course. Where's Elaine when she is told there is no small? Small is medium, because it was a concession stand at the movies. In the checks, Jerry receives royalty checks from his appearance on the Super Terrific Happy Hour, a TV show from what country? That, of course, was Japan. You had that one, right? In the chicken roaster, which gambler's name was associated with the fast food franchise? Kenny Rogers, another one you had correct. At the beginning of The Reverse Peephole, where are Elaine and Putty going when he shows up wearing a fur coat? You said a party. No, they were actually going ice skating.
Oh.
In the fatigues, at what hall did Kramer hold a Jewish singles night? The Knights of Columbus. You had the one right. In the bookstore, excuse me, who did Kramer and Newman propose pull the rickshaw because they're always walking around the city? That was the homeless. Again, you had that one right. And in the library, what's the librarian's name? You didn't get that one, and that is Marion.
Marion.
Yep. So very good showing, 18 points.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. Sizable lead. All right, Jordan.
Yeah. Next, we're going to go with Mr. Kesalika. 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 I'm going to pronounce it as many possible ways as possible.
I've heard it maybe 40 different pronunciations.
How about John? We'll just go with John.
John Kesselrun.
John K is what we usually go with.
Perfect. All right. Are you ready to play this round?
Absolutely. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Mike, you like have 90 seconds. You got 90 seconds on the clock for us.
We are ready to go.
All right. I will read the first question. When I finish the question, you can hit that timer and press start. Here we go. In The Diplomats Club, when Jerry performs his show in Ithaca, who does he see in the audience that really freaks him out?
The pilot.
In The Bubble Boy, what causes Susan's parents' cabin to burn down?
Cigars.
What is Elaine carrying through the parking garage?
Goldfish.
In The Tape, why is George calling China?
Because he wants... Oh, jeez. for erection pills.
In The Dealership, to what restaurant did Putty take Elaine to celebrate his promotion to salesman?
Pass.
In his act, Jerry says his parents don't want to do this, but they're in their 60s. It's the law. What is? What's he referring to?
Make lunch. I don't know.
All right. In the junk mail, what company's numerous catalogs did Kramer return to its retail store in protest?
Oriental Shipping.
30 seconds.
In The Trip, Kramer is suspected of being whom by the LAPD?
The Los Angeles killer.
After Kramer spends an hour and a half in Jerry's fumigated apartment, what side effect does he suffer from?
He can't smell.
In the Mom and Pop Store, what Academy Award-winning actor appears in one scene and bites Kramer on the arm?
John Voight.
We'll go back to this one. In the dealership, to what restaurant did Putty take Elaine? Okay.
All right. All right. Well, you got 10, John. Very good showing. You know, you got all the easies and the very hard.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So here are the answers. In the Diplomats Club, when Jerry performs his show in Ithaca, who does he see in the audience that really freaks him out? That is correct. The pilot of his plane. And of old boy, what causes Susan's parents' cabin to burn down? You said cigars, Kramer's Cuban cigar. We will accept that one. What is Elaine carrying through the parking garage? That is a goldfish. Correct. In the tape, why is George calling China? Not for erection pills, but for because they have a cure for baldness.
Ah, yeah.
In the dealership, to what restaurant did Putty take Elaine to celebrate his promotion to salesman? That was the fine fast food roast beef chain Arby's.
Let's go to Arby's. Yes. Yeah.
In his act, now this was in one of
this
those
This was a tricky one.
Yeah, because this was in his act, like when he did a stand-up on the show. In his act, Jerry says his parents didn't want to do this, but they're in their 60s, and it's the law. What is moving to Florida? In the junk mail, what company's numerous catalogs did Kramer return to his retail store in protest? Not Oriental Pottery Trading, whatever it was the Pottery Barn.
Yep.
In the trip, Kramer is suspected of being whom by the LAPD? You were kind of on the right track, but it was actually the Smog Strangler. We had to go a little specific there. After Kramer spends an hour and a half in Jerry's fumigated apartment, what side effect does he suffer? He actually can't taste anything. In the Mom and Pop Store, which Academy Award-winning actor appears in one scene and bites Kramer on the arm? You had that one correct. That was John Voight for a grand total of 10 points. Very good.
And, of course, then they match John Voight's bite marks to George's pencil, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Driving John Voight's car.
Yeah, to confirm that it is indeed John Voight's car.
Yes.
No, I went to dental school with him.
All right. We are through two, which brings us to Ryan. Ryan, I think you know the drill on these games by now. I'm sure you don't have any questions, but if you do, now is your time to air those questions.
Nope, that's pretty good.
All right,
perfect. Those grievances.
Yeah, I almost said it. I almost said it, but with the holidays have passed, his window is closed. Down. Yep, the poll is down. The poll is
down.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Mike, do we have 90 seconds on the clock?
This is for Ryan, yes. 30 seconds on the clock.
Ready to go.
All right, Ryan, your timer will start after I finish this first question. I'll start reading it right now. In the Diplomats Club, what does Kramer start betting on while he is sitting at the airport?
What flight will land first?
What is the name of Babu's cafe?
The Dream Cafe.
In the Kiss Hello, what does Kramer do in the lobby of his apartment building to help make everyone in the building friendlier?
He takes pictures and puts pictures of everyone up.
In the Merv Griffin Show, what Texas border town is Kramer referring to when he says, I spent a month there one night?
El Paso?
Where does Kramer get his favorite jacket? Or where did he get his favorite jacket?
It was left at his mother's house.
In season 8, George has a poster in his bathroom of what NYPD blue star?
Dennis Franz.
The high school that George and Jerry attended was named after what U.S. president?
Kennedy.
In the note, what former Yankee player does Kramer claim he saw in Dinky Donuts?
Joe DiMaggio.
Who tells Jerry we had a funny guy with us in Korea, a tail gunner, that blew his brains out all over the Pacific?
Alton Bennis.
30 seconds.
What bookstore does George believe is the best place in New York to pick up girls?
Brentano's?
Well, we got a perfect score.
That was outstanding.
That never happened on Body Press.
I don't think it ever did on Body Press Your Luck.
He only needed 45 seconds.
Oh, boy, here we go. All right, so... I guess I just have to do it for, keeping up the show format. In the Diplomats Club, what does Kramer start betting on while he's in the airport? Airplane arrivals and departures. What is the name of Babu's cafe? The Dream Cafe. In the Kiss Hello, what does Kramer do in the lobby of his apartment building to make everyone in the building friendlier? He puts every tenant's picture on the wall. In the Merv Griffin Show, what Texas border town is Kramer referring to when he says, I spent a month there one night? That was El Paso. Where did Kramer get his favorite jacket? A guy left it at his mom's. In season 8, George has a poster in his bathroom of what NYPD Blue Star? That is Dennis Franz. The high school that George and Jerry attended was named after what U.S. President? John F. Kennedy. In the note, what former Yankee player does Kramer claim he saw in Dinky Donuts? Joe DiMaggio. Who tells Jerry that we had a funny guy with us in Korea, a tail gunner? They blew his brains out all over the Pacific. We had, well, I had Elaine's father. You actually gave it the proper name. What bookstore does George believe is the best place in New York to pick up girls? And you got that one right, Brentano's, for a grand total of 34 in that round.
Wow.
So at the end of two rounds, halfway through the show, Ryan Everett has 45, Derek Cornett 31, and John Kay with 13.
Let's go.
So before we move on to the third round, Jordan, please tell us what's going on over at the Place to Be Wrestling Network these days.
I will, but before you listen to anything, we are going to ask you to check out the new PTB Wrestling Network store and show off your favorite podcast logo on great merchandise. There's t-shirts, there's hoodies, all different kinds of things you can purchase. Here's what you do. You go to tpublic.com. Now, that's not just the letter T. It's teepublic.com. When you're there, type PTBW in the search bar, and that will bring up all the merchandise you can purchase. But here's what you can listen to while you're waiting for that stuff to arrive. On the fifth episode of The Great Debate Wrestling, Andy is back again, and he's joined with Matt Souza, Scott Shiflett, Logan Crosland, and Sean Don't Call Me Tyson Kidd. They discuss and debate a variety of wrestling topics, and it's always a fun listen. On the newest episode of PTB NXT, Tim, Jenny, and Jake cover NXT episodes from June 26th, July 3rd, and July 10th of 2014. And they ask the question, remember Bull Dempsey? Hopefully we don't. December's special Sunday series has the return of Marty Sleaze. Marty and Jerome from PWO conclude their five-part series, counting down their 25 best TNA / Impact matches of all time with part five matches, five all the way to their number one. And then Marty Sleaze is back again as he is joined by Justin for Pro Wrestling Love number 6 to begin their countdown of the 100 greatest NWA / WCW matches with number 100 through number 76. You can also listen to this. The men of NWA Crock and Roll return to end and put 2020 out of its misery with a look back at the television, not of 2020, but of September 1985, a much, much simpler time. I think we could all agree. Here's what you can do. You can rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Just search Place to Be Wrestling Network. Don't use the number 2, T-O, Place T-O-B Wrestling Network.
All right, very good. Thank you, Jordan. So, guys, round 3. We did people, we did places, now we're going to do things. So this game is called, what was that thing we used that one time? So every question is in round is revolving around a object or an item that was used on an episode. So it's pretty self-explanatory. Same as we did last time, we're going to go in a row. This time, Mr. John Kasalika, Kessel Run, whatever you want to call him. John K., you're going first.
All right.
All right. So, Mike, we got 90 seconds on the clock.
He's winding it.
Sorry, I was on mute. Okay. We're good to go.
That watch.
Yes, that was the phrase of 2020. You're on mute. All right, so 90 seconds on the clock. Please start the timer when I finish reading the first question. All right, John, here we go. What does Jerry put on Elaine's purse that makes her laugh during Noel's piano recital?
Pez dispenser.
In the scofflaw, what accessory does Kramer start wearing because he feels like his look is stagnating?
The cape.
What product is Jerry talking about when he says in his act, if you need a knife that can cut through a shoe, perhaps you're not buying the highest grade of meat currently available?
The meat slicer.
In the 7, Elaine purchases a classic bicycle manufactured by what famous bicycle company?
Huffy.
Jerry tells George that having what in the house means you've got yourself a girlfriend.
Having passed.
Jerry tells George that having, in the dinner party, what snack and beverage does Elaine tell George he can't bring to the party?
Pass.
Kramer suggests no smell, no tell as the tagline for what product?
No smell, no tell is the cologne.
In the movie, What is Kramer so hungry for when he stops waiting for Jerry?
Jujubes.
What does Elaine describe as having no face, no personality, like a Martian?
David Putty.
In The Blood, what deli delight does Vivian find to be the most sensual of all the salted cured meats?
Pastrami is the most sensual.
Jerry tells George that having what in a house means you've got yourself a girlfriend.
Time.
All right.
Hey,
Brett, not bad.
So here's like 8 points. Here's the thing with John. He answers everything so confidently.
You believe him.
Yeah. Then I'm like,
You got to believe.
Yeah, you got to believe in yourself. That's all you
can do. He has gotten the very hard questions.
Yes, yeah. It's just the other ones that he's struggling with a little bit. Let's talk about what we got right, what we got wrong. You started off good. Jerry does put the Pez dispenser on Elaine's purse that, of course, makes Elaine laugh during the piano recital. In the scofflaw, Kramer starts wearing an eye patch to make his look refreshed rather than the cape. I believe that's a different episode. The product Jerry's talking about is the Ginsu knife. The meat slicer is a different episode. The bike manufacturer, you kind of had only a couple choices here that Elaine buys. It's actually a Schwinn bicycle. This one you didn't give an answer for. Jerry tells George that having what in your house means you've got yourself a girlfriend. Tampons means you've got yourself a girlfriend. In the dinner party, what snack and beverage does Elaine tell George he can't bring to the party? If you can't bring these, it's not a party you want to be at. Ringdings and Pepsi. Kramer suggests no smell, no tell is a tagline for what product? Hennigan's Scotch.
Ah, Hennigan's.
Yep. This one, I knew where you're going with your answer. You said Jujubes. But in the movie, what is Kramer so hungry for? He stops waiting for Jerry. It's while they're all still waiting in line, a Papaya King hot dog. So he leaves the line, goes across the street to get the Papaya King dog. What does Elaine describe as having no face, no personality, like a Martian? An uncircumcised penis is what we were looking for. I shouldn't have said what we were looking for. That's the answer we wanted to hear. but you did get the last one right. We all know that the most sensual of all the salted cured meats is, of course, pastrami.
All right.
Good job.
So 8 points for that round. Okay, Ryan Everett, you are up.
Only the hard questions from now on. Let's go with that.
Hey, if you're going to get two, one of them might as well be the very hard, right?
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, are you ready, sir?
Yep.
All right, Mike, we good with the time? 90 seconds on the clock.
Yes, time. Oh.
He's just practicing for 90 seconds from now.
Yes. There's no bias here on Ryan. No, not at all.
Ready to go.
There we go. He's going to shut us all up. All right. When I finish reading the first question, start the timer.
He's going to crush this one.
What real-life product was Elaine's favorite method of birth control?
Today's sponge.
In the wallet, what did Jerry do with the watch his parents gave him?
He throws it out.
To avoid blood banks, service fees, hidden charges, where does Kramer store his blood?
Jerry's apartment.
In the conversation, what does George say he particularly likes about joining the Latvian Orthodox faith?
The hats.
At the end of the dinner party, what kind of cake does Elaine give to the hostess?
Pass.
What is Kramer carrying through the parking garage?
The air conditioner.
There was no magic loogie. Who spit on Kramer and Newman at the ballgame?
Roger McDowell from behind the gravelly road.
According to Elaine, what did Barney's department store use to trick her into buying a hideous dress?
Slimming mirrors.
In Jerry's stand-up routine, in the pilot, what does Jerry call the nightclub of clothes?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
In Jerry's stand-up routine, in the pilot episode, what does Jerry call the nightclub of clothes?
The laundry machine. The dryer.
In the glasses, Kramer says of the optician, that guy owes me big time. I got him off what?
Sugar.
At the end of the dinner party, what kind of cake does Elaine give the hostess?
Cinnamon babka.
Jeez.
Okay.
Can I chime in real quick?
Sure.
For the laundry machine one, are you going to give him that one?
Well, we will discuss that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the only reason I ask is because that is actually one of the questions I wrote. and I had somebody like really get upset with me because they said what he said and I didn't count it.
Yeah, we haven't penciled in as it being incorrect right now.
I would say no, because there's two types of machines.
There's very, and two very distinct answer,
he did yeah. say dryer.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So Ryan, if you haven't figured out what the correct answer is yet. Still did pretty good. You got 28 points, though. Nearly perfect. Got a couple wrong. Let's talk about all of these, though. The real-life product that Elaine's favorite method of birth control, the Today Sponge, of course, which she started hoarding. In the wallet, what did Jerry do with the watch his parents gave him? Threw it in a garbage can. I believe Uncle Leo found it and took it. Now, we gave you this. We did not give you this one because your answer is a little too vague. To avoid blood banks, service fees, and hidden charges, where does Kramer store his blood? You said Jerry's apartment. Specifically, we wanted in his refrigerator.
Okay, yeah.
So just 1 point you missed out on there, though. In the conversion, George does love the hats of the Latvian Orthodox faith. Don't we all? At the end of the dinner party, Elaine does give the hostess a cinnamon babka. Kramer is carrying the air conditioner through the parking garage. This is one I would have, even though I knew the answer, I would have said Keith Hernandez instinctively, but it is Roger McDowell that spit on Kramer and Newman. But when I think Seinfeld and I think of Mets, I think of Keith Hernandez. According to Elaine, what did Barney's department store use to trick her? Skinny mirrors. The one, of course, we did not give you, the nightclub of clothes is the washing machine, right. Not
the dryer is when they're trying to make their getaway, I think.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The washing machine is where they're really having fun. But you did get the very hard one right. Kramer got the optician off of sugar.
All right. 28 so points. Yes.
Yeah, very good score. All
right. I'm all trying right, to Garrett. Get any points I can, Ryan. I'm sorry, man.
No, that's all right.
Oh, good showing here, and you're still in it for the last round.
Working over at Barney's, right?
Ian. I think you're right.
All right. So, yeah, a lot of points still on the board, even though, you know, we got another round after this. So anything can happen. All right. All right, Derek, are you ready?
As ready as I can be.
All right. Mike, are you ready?
Ready to go.
All right. As soon as I finish reading, you will start the clock. In The Sniffling Accountant, what is George's father explaining when he says, you've got the A, the B, the C, the D?
Bras.
In the first conversation that Jerry and George have in the pilot and the last conversation they have in the finale are about what
Sartorial dilemma.
Right. What winds up inside the patient after Jerry and Kramer observe his splenectomy operation?
Junior Mint.
In The Understudy, Elaine learns that Frank Costanza speaks what foreign language?
Vietnamese. No,
in it's the doorman. Green.
Oh, you take the first answer. Shit, sorry.
In the doorman, what is stolen from the lobby while Jerry is filling in for the doorman at Mr. Pitt's building?
A couch.
In the fix-up, Kramer gets a gross of what from a friend?
Say that one more time.
In the fix-up, Kramer gets a gross of what from a friend?
Gross? I'm not sure. Sorry.
In the wife, Jerry gets chewed out by the cook at Monk's because he brings his own what?
Syrup.
George claims to be tell Jerry where the best public is anywhere in the city.
Restroom.
In the phone message, Jerry and his girlfriend break up because of a difference of opinion over what men's clothing commercial?
Calvin Klein.
In the dinner party, what is George Parka's made of?
Gore-Tex.
Back to in the fix up. Okay. That's it. Mm-hmm. All right. Good job. Very good. Maybe close the gap, I think.
Yep. All right. You caught yourself just a little too late on one of those.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of these right. Sniffing accountant, George's father, of course. Frank is explaining. You got the A's, the B's, the C's, and the D's. That is bras, correct. First conversation that Jerry and George have in the pilot. Of course, the last conversation we see from them. They are talking about the button on George's shirt. Inside the patient, while Jerry and Kramer are observing the splendectomy, is a junior mint.
It's chocolate. It's refreshing.
Yep. Elaine learns that Frank Costanza learns, you said Vietnamese, but it is Korean.
Yep.
You're in the right general vicinity of the world.
I was thinking about The Office.
Yeah. a couch is what gets stolen from Mr. Pitt's building while Jerry's filling in for the doorman. We came back to this one, but you got it right. Kramer gets a gross of condoms from a friend.
I was confused on the wording of the question.
Yeah, the gross. Yeah, yeah, you think of it as the word gross rather than like the numerical
yeah.
sense.
If he would have said he got a bunch of these, I would have been, oh yeah, kind of.
Right, exactly. You got the next one right. In The Wife, Jerry gets chewed out by the cook at Monk's because he brings his own syrup. George claims to tell Jerry the best public what anywhere in the city is. We have toilet. You said restroom. We'll give it to you. This one is funny. You got this one wrong. The answer you gave was different than what I was thinking. I would have been wrong too. In the phone message, Jerry and his girlfriend break up because of a difference of opinion over what men's clothing commercial. You said Calvin Klein. I was thinking Bugle Boy for whatever.
Dungaree.
Just Dockers.
Or Dockers. Yeah.
Yeah. But you did get this last one right. Classic Seinfeld. In the dinner party, George's parka is made out of Gore-Tex.
Gore-Tex.
Yep, and it is gigantic.
And everyone got the very hard question.
Yeah, everybody got the very hard. Good job, guys. Not bad.
They probably weren't that hard then.
Saddam Hussein gives some advice to.
That's right.
All right. Well, we still have a game. Got going into the final round. We have Ryan Everett with 73. We have Derek Cornett with 57, and John Kay with 21. So, yeah, still open. I mean, you pretty much know who it's going to come down to. But so before we go to the final round, guys, we're going to talk about a couple of other things that we'd like to tell you all about. We have the Jennifer Smith's The Jenny Position feed. That is the home of Geek and Sassy, Talk and Pop, Freak Out Drive, and The Journey Through Infinity, Telling Stories. Brother, Sister Rewatch, you heard about Pluto. Much, much more. Check that out. Jenny is a darling and puts out a great feed. Also, speaking of great feeds, that is the North-South Connection. That is JT Rosero, Chad Campbell, and Aaron George. It's the home for Wrestling Warzone, No Holds Barred, The Extreme Three-Way Dance, The Ruthlessly Aggressive Podcast, Caroline Dreaming, Shrink Wrap, Jeff Learns Wrestling, and the revitalization of Rank and File, Jordan Show, which... Thank you for having me as a guest on the last episode. It was a great time. Also, don't forget to check out the PlaceManation.com each and every day. We have new voices, fresh takes, bringing you articles on topics in the worlds of wrestling, sports, pop culture, including Trent SmackDown Fox Report, This Week in the WWE by John Crow, Steve Riddle's Wonderful World of Disney Reviews, Paulie's Perspective, Matt's Live Action Disney Reviews, Ben's Unpopular Opinion, much, much more. And while you're doing your online shopping over at Amazon.com, be sure to click on the Amazon banner on the right side of the PlaceMination homepage or use www.placemation.com/Amazon, or is that forward slash? It takes you right to Amazon and helps out ETBM with no cost. I only run the site with no cost to you. Also, if you are on Facebook, please join the Place to Be Facebook group. That is great conversations. That is where, you know, we promote a lot of the shows. We do a lot of those this or that. We have tournaments. It's a lot of fun. It's a great group of people.
It's a lot more fun than everything else that's on Facebook.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah, we try to keep all that stuff at the door and just focus on, you know, how would you make a breakfast sandwich from these choices? You know, which song do you like better? That's what we care about in the Place to Be. Anyway, so we are in the final round. This is a open round, lightning style, with questions all about Seinfeld. There's no specific rhyme or reason to this, just the increase in difficulty as we go along. Pretty self-explanatory. So, John, since you are in last place right now, you are going to go first.
JD, I'd say I'm in third place.
Correct. Correct. Top three. Bronze medalist right now.
I mean, last place, that seems kind of downplaying.
I apologize. Yes, you are the third of three. All right. So, Jordan will be
third of who knows how many. Right. Who can keep track?
All right, Jordan, you'll be reading the questions for this round. So, Jordan.
Yes. Just to say, too, for those who are listening, you just heard Andy give that great rundown. What you may not know is that he did not have a script at all. That's all memorized in his brain. Every show, every bit. Either that or the legend is that he actually had it tattooed on him over Christmas break. So we'll find out one day. John, are you ready to go?
I had it tattooed on a certain part of my body, depending on what's going on, is how much information is available to be read. So there you go.
Andy, we can leave that for the older listeners. But JD, I'm ready to go.
All right, perfect. 90 seconds on the clock. Mr. Cook, are you prepared there?
We are ready to go.
All right, as always, you will start the timer after I finish the first question, and I will start that. Let me just move this on my screen. Right now, in The Understudy, Kramer reveals that he is a huge fan of what divine performer?
Kyle O'Pone.
In the pilot, what is the real reason why all the new waitresses hired by the restaurant manager have big breasts?
They have large breasts.
Who is Jerry talking about when he says, I've looked into his eyes, he's pure evil?
Banya.
In the mom and pop store, which of Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloons does Jerry accidentally puncture?
Woody Woodpecker.
According to Kramer, what kind of doctor should you always talk to at a party because you will hear the funniest stories you've ever heard?
Ooh, proctologist.
The name of the pilot episode was originally intended as the name of the series. What is it?
Seinfeld Chronicles.
In the Visa, whom is Ping referring to when he says they call her the Terminator?
Pass.
In the library, who has the overdue book since 1971?
I don't know.
Is that I don't know?
It's Jerry. Jerry. It's the Tropic of Capricorn.
In the conversations, who does Jerry say are not real doctors?
Dentists.
What was unusual about the episode The Chinese Restaurant?
It all took place in one setting.
I'm going to go back to one and reread it to you because you answered before I was quite done. So in the pilot, what is the real reason why all the waitresses hired? Why do they all have big breasts? What's revealed?
It was the owner's decision. He wanted to hire women with big breasts.
All right. We passed in the Visa. Okay.
I do have one. Do you guys want that last question?
Yeah, I think we should give that to him. The very hard one.
All right.
What do you think, Andy?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. I think so, too.
Okay. All right. So you got, we're compiling the points, 16 points.
Not bad.
Not bad. In the understudy, Kramer reveals that he's a huge fan of What Divine Performer. That was Bette Midler. I didn't really understand what you said, but I knew it wasn't that.
I thought
you
said Patti LaBelle.
Patti LuPone, I said.
Patti LuPone, okay. No offense to Patti LuPone. She was great on Hollywood. In the pilot, what is the real reason why all the new waitresses hired by the restaurant manager have big breasts? They're actually his daughters. Who is Jerry talking about when he says I looked into his eyes? He's pure evil. That's Newman. In the mom and pop store, which of Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloons did Jerry accidentally puncture? You got that one right with Woody Woodpecker. Proctologists are the kind of doctor you should always talk to at a party because you will hear the funniest stories you've ever heard. The original name of the series was The Seinfeld Chronicles. This one you did not answer. In the Visa, whom is Ping referring to when he says they call her the Terminator? That was Cheryl, George's lawyer girlfriend. In the library, who has the overdue book since 1971? That was Mr. Heyman, the gym teacher. In the conversation, who does Jerry say they're not real doctors? You said dentist. No, the answer was podiatrist. What was unusual about the episode of The Chinese Restaurant? You said it took place in one location, which is correct. We also would have accepted it took place in real time.
Well, I thought he said it took place in one shot, which would be real time. One continual
shot. No, I said one location. Yeah, I definitely said one location.
Either way, I think we...
It did take place in one location.
It did. They didn't leave that area, the waiting room. So
yes, we'll give that to you. Good. So 16 points. Giving you a grand total of 37.
Not bad at all.
Way to go.
All right. Which brings us to Derek. You will need at least 16 to stay alive here. And anything you add to that will put you in the lead. And hopefully you'll pad it a little bit before Ryan goes. And we'll see what he has to do. Do you have any questions? Or you kind of got it figured out by now? All right, cool. All right, do we have 90 seconds on the clock?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. In the engagement, who gets engaged?
George and Susan.
In the caddy, when he hears about a woman wearing a bra with no top, who declares it's lewd, lascivious, salacious, outrageous?
The lawyer, Jackie Childs.
To whom does the soup Nazi say, you are the only one who understands me?
Kramer.
In the Brie, whom does Kramer help escape from the hospital?
The pig man.
In the conversation, who does Jerry say... We'll skip that one. What happens to the Elaine character in Jerry and George's TV pilot?
She dates the guy that Jerry had the accident with.
Justin Pitt hires Elaine as his personal assistant because she reminds him of what famous person?
Jackie Onassis.
In the dinner party, who do George and Kramer blame for double parking and blocking their car?
Saddam Hussein.
On the Good Samaritan, whose voice makes Kramer convulse?
30 seconds.
I don't know.
On the Friar, in the Friars Club, what real troupe of jugglers play the Flying Sandoz Brothers?
I have no idea.
All right, we'll go back to... I think he gave answers for all of those. Okay. Oh, no. In the Good Samaritan, whose voice makes Kramer convulse?
No idea.
All right.
Is it the Karamazov?
Time.
I think that we'll have to count that.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of... I just wrote a little quick note just because we did short him a question.
Yeah, so we accidentally had a double question there. Yeah,
so just give him one quick.
Just ask John. I'm fine with just giving him the points.
That was on us. We'll give you the points.
Yeah, for that. Yeah. What happened was we accidentally doubled a question up, so and I caught it a little too late. Mid-round.
Only one wrong, right?
He also got, well, Andy can tell us.
My son came down and distracted me in the middle.
I can tell you what he got.
Okay, I got it.
You guys are coloring those in for me? Okay.
I'm coloring them in. You can start going through them.
All right, so in the engagement, who gets engaged? George and Susan. In the caddy, when he hears about a woman wearing a bra with no top and declares, is lewd, lascivious, salacious, outrageous. Yes, Jackie Childs. I was glad you actually said that, not the lawyer. To whom does the soup Nazi say, you are the only one who understands me? That was Kramer. In the briss, Who does Kramer escape from the hospital? Help, that is the pig man. What happens to the Elaine character in George's and Jerry's TV pilot? She's cut out. You got that one. Did he get that one?
He said that she dated a character, but when it airs on TV, she's cut out of the episode, correct?
All right, so that
wait,
is a...
Wait, time out.
Yep.
Sure. Say that one more time.
What happens to the Elaine character in Jerry and George's TV pilot?
Yeah, she's in the show.
She is.
Yeah, she's in the pilot episode because she flirts with the guy that's the
butler,
the
maid or whatever.
Right. Butler. Oh, you're right. What's causing all this? Because he's my butler. I think we give him the points.
All right, we'll give him the points.
Now I know what you're saying though because they didn't know how to write for her, but
right.
Yeah.
Originally she didn't have enough lines, but then she flirts with Russell. To get more parts.
I think it's a situation where both our answer and his answer were technically correct.
Yes.
So we'll just give him the points there.
All right. Justin Pitt hires Elaine as his personal assistant because she reminds him of what famous person? That was Jackie Kennedy Onassis. In the dinner party, whom does George and Kramer blame for double parking and blocking their car? Saddam Hussein. On the Good Samaritan, whose voice makes Kramer convulse? That is Mary Hart. And the Friars Club, what troupe of jugglers play the Flying Sandoz Brothers, the Flying Karamazov Brothers? Got that right for a grand total of 29.
Nearly perfect.
86 for the
I
game.
I didn't know the Mary Hart one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so you have 86 points. That means Ryan needs 13 to tie, 14 to win.
It's doable, but it's not a guarantee. It's doable, but there's some drama here. We'll see. All right.
Looking at these questions, do we need to keep time?
Sure. I mean, he may faint.
My son's in bed, so that's not going to happen like that.
I think you'll do well. Yes. So we'll say that. All right. Do we have the time ready?
We're ready to go.
All right. Ryan, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, first question starts with this. When the bubble boy shouts Moors at George, what word does George shout back?
Moops.
In the Cadillac, what Oscar-winning actress punches George in the face when she finds out he's engaged?
Marissa Tomei.
In The Opposite, what TV show does Kramer go on to begin the book tour promoting his coffee table book about coffee tables?
Live with Regis and Kathy Lee.
George says of Susan, it didn't take. What is he referring to?
Being a lesbian.
Who does Newman tell, nice game, pretty boy?
Keith Hernandez.
Why does Mr. Pitt fire Elaine?
Because she thinks that her and Jerry were plotting to kill him.
In The Little Jerry, what movie title did Kramer spout when George told the group he would be visiting a woman's prison?
Cage Teeth.
Who is Jerry's heckler in The Red Dot?
Kramer's Toby.
What is the name of Kramer's mother?
Babs, 30 seconds.
And in the secret code, what is Jerry's secret code for his ATM card?
Superman's dad, Jor-El.
All right. All right,
there
we
go. It was fun while it lasted.
Yep.
All right, well...
You know, he needed to get... He got through the easies and the mediums, and then he stumbled a little bit, and I thought, uh-oh. But then he pulled through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys actually got the same score in this round, 29th. So let's kind of run through them now, just for running through purposes. When the ball boy shouts Moore's at George, what does George say? Shout back, moops. In the Cadillac, what Oscar-winning actress punches George in the face when she finds out he's engaged? Marissa Tomei. Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, that was the game show, talk show that Kramer goes on to promote his coffee table book about coffee tables. It Didn't Take. Is about Susan being a lesbian. Keith Hernandez was the one Newman sells. Nice game, pretty boy. Why does Mr. Pitt fire Elaine? He thinks she's trying to kill him. They got that one correct. In the Little Jerry, what movie title did Kramer spout when George told the group he would be visiting a women's prison? Caged Heat. In Who is the heckler in the red dot? The one question you got wrong, that was Elaine's former boyfriend, Dick. What is the name of Kramer's mother? Babs. In the secret code, what is Jerry's secret code for his ATM card? And that was Jor-El. Tried to slip up because everybody remembers Bosco from that episode.
Yep.
All right. So the final scores. We have John Kay with 37, Derek Cornett with 86, and Ryan Everett with 102, keeping his winning streak alive.
Hey, Derek, congratulations for winning round one.
Yes.
And honestly, 16 points is pretty close when some of these questions are 5 points, 7 points each. You know, that's a pretty close game.
Yeah. So congratulations, Ryan. You have made it to the semifinals, the first of nine contestants to make it there. John and Derek, we may have opportunities for second chances as the season goes along. So keep an eye out. For those of you listening, if you're interested in being on an episode, we have plenty of great theme episodes coming up. The next episode will be Harry Potter. After that, Disney, followed by Friends, Star Wars, the 80s, the 90s, Marvel, and classic movies. And then we will move on to the semifinals. So you have lots of chances out there. There's something for everybody here on PTBN Trivia Night. So a big thank you to our contestants, John, Derek, and Ryan. A big thank you to Mike and Jordan. Thank you, guys. This was a great first episode. Appreciate you guys being here. Thank you all for listening. And we'll check you out on the next episode with The Boy Who Lived, Harry Potter. Take care, everybody.